We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the racing capital of the United States, Indianapolis, Indiana.
You know what? I've been to Indy Raceway Park. And I will say this. They got a nice drag strip.
They got a nice facility in general.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's, but this is the problem. And anybody that's listening in Indianapolis right now, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm sorry.
What? It's in Indianapolis?
I knew this was coming.
But I'm going to tell you something. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Indy Raceway Park, wonderful facilities. 110%. The rest of Indiana could blow off the map and you wouldn't miss a thing.
Exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Damn
exactly
Colts, right. Everything. Go with them. It don't matter. I have never hit more potholes in my life. You think Greenville's bad, go to Indianapolis, you will think we just got paved.
Yeah, you're right.
Indianapolis is it is a rough place. I got some stories for Indianapolis, but I got to tell them on the internet. I can't tell them on the radio right now. But we got special guests in the studio. We got a special calling guest coming up, too. But we got even specialer guests in the studio.
That's what
we got the guys from the three-pedal gasser shootout series here. And these guys are putting the neat in nostalgia. I don't think that really goes like that, but it still works. It's sounds neat. Cool. It's it works. Go with it. We got the boogeyman. Drives a little gasser Nova. We got David Gregg. Got 33 Willys. And then we got Tim Greer, who's got a...
Go ahead and say it. Rust Bucket Rambler.
A Rust Bucket Rambler. And of course...
I was going to name it Rusty.
I didn't even bring it in.
I was going to name it Rusty.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel because we need it. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So...
You should have named it Rusty. You should have.
Tetanus.
That would have been a good one, too. Tetanus.
Yeah. Tetanus. He didn't know how to spell it. But... T-E-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-
I'm just telling you. Y'all about to run me hot.
It's already running hot, probably. Yeah.
Has it had a slant six in it?
Has it had?
Has it?
Has it had?
Does it have?
No. Do you know what a slant six is? That's to be a Mopar.
look, professor's like, you're talking my language.
I know what a slant six is. Hey, you can make them fast.
Professor, I got a question for you.
You put enough money in.
This is off the gasser deal. But do you know why the flat black hood came out?
I know what it came out on.
Do you know why? The reason for the flat black Mopar hood. Or hood, period. Flat black hood.
I probably
does anybody know the history of the flat black hood? They ran out of paint.
You got to know. I don't mess with Chryslers. I was raised in a Baptist church.
You can put a flat black hood on a C10 truck, but do you know the reason?
No. What's the reason? The glare.
In stock car racing before NASCAR, the glare. You're exactly right.
How about that?
I know the first Mopar that came out was the 69.5 six barrel cars.
This was after stock car, and they said, that's cool. Let's start painting all the hoods
they
black.
Did it because it looks cool, or at least people think it looks cool.
So. Well, you know.
But, yeah,
did you say something about Mopar being cool?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Apparently, you
I've never seen you drive one.
Nobody's ever seen me drive one.
I haven't heard anybody say slant six in about 30 years.
Yeah, my daddy had one in his Dodge truck.
How about a fast one? That's the next one. I got a fast slant six.
Kind of like Jumbo Shrimp, ain't it?
Jumbo or Fast Rambler, you know what I mean. Whatever. Sorry, Tim. Okay.
Fast Rambler.
It was easy.
You ain't got nothing to outrun it.
Hey, what now?
You ain't got nothing. Your Camaro.
Did you see all these big block cars?
I don't care.
I'm gonna tell you something. Don't let that Bowling Springs mouth write a check. Your Possum Kingdom ass can't cash.
You seen the accessories that I had.
Hey, I got a 5. It ain't got no gain, no gasser, but I got a 502 Detroit Speed 69 Camaro that I just got a feeling can handle you. I outrun a Viper with it this past Saturday.
So how far are we going to race?
How far do you want? How
I have a feeling Rob picks up more the further you go.
How long do you want to go before you lose? How about that?
I'm not going to lose.
Do you want it short and over with, or do you want to stretch it on out? It don't matter.
You realize that he ain't got nothing to lose.
You got a valid point. It's kind of like racing Tim's like wrestling with a pig. You know what I mean? You realize he kind of likes it, you know? Lose or not, it don't matter.
That ain't right.
It's kind of like racing somebody in your mama's car.
Professor, you don't know anything about racing people in your mama's car, do you?
My mama drives a Nissan Sentra.
Boogeyman, here's what I want to
do.
Them
boys in Tennessee think she drives a Cadillac.
I know Rob's never rode anything fast. I want you to take him for a ride.
I want to go for a ride.
And put the GoPro on the windshield.
Got passenger seat and passenger belts in it. And they're up to date.
That makes me feel better.
And they work. That's another thing that makes me mad.
They're up to date.
That really.
The Bible. The Bible, too.
Yeah.
It's on the seat.
The
Tim's are just a few years out of date.
That is something I do absolutely
so
do not
his
believe.
So is wardrobe,
in.
But you know
if
what
the,
I'm saying.
If the seat belts in none of my cars go out of date, why are the seat belts in my drag car going out of date? Do they make them out of special material in Detroit?
No, they just want you to send them back.
They want more money. That is a NASCAR trick, period.
That's just that's where they get you.
Yep.
That's where they get you.
So what they said was, is we got all these seat belts and everybody's got them.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my cameraman down there. I'll get my cameraman down to where shows. Starlight 25 on the 12th for the three-pedal gasser shootout homecoming. At Starlight 25. I want to ride in the Boogeyman's car. With the Boogeyman.
I think you're for a ride.
I take it for a ride. I mean, that's what I want to do. I mean, I've never rode in a Gasser car. No, I'll take it back. I've cruised around in a Gasser car, but I've never went down the track in a Gasser car. I want to go down the track in a Gasser car. I want a pass. I don't want one of them charity passes. I want one.
No, we're
going to
win. We'll give you a first or second gear pass.
We ain't racing Tim. I want a real pass.
We're going to race Tim. I've got to get out and push it.
I got one question for you, Rob.
What's that?
You got any extra room in your garage?
I got some room.
It's a good thing because once you go for a ride, you're going to want one.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been talked into crazier things. Just saying.
Have you ever rode in a car that toted the wheels?
Yes.
What was that? And I'm not talking about your snatch truck.
No. True. This is straight up truth. And I tell you what, I even got a witness to it. Travis Hawkins.
No, the purple car? Yep.
Hawkins Towing.
That thing.
All right.
I knew he was going to be talking about a record.
No, we ain't talking about a record. All right. When my dad got out drag racing, we got into hot rods, and, you know, street rods and all this stuff. We got flipping cars and swapping, and that's where I got it from. We did a little trading, and we was messing around with some of these old redneck boys up in Kentucky. And they built one of the baddest Cutlasses, and this is way before G-body and G-body shuffle and all this BS. This car was a damn top sportsman car with Mickey T's on the back, period. And it had headlights and taillights. I mean, tube chassis, wild blown small block in it. I mean, this thing trans brake, line lock, the whole shooting match.
All that easy stuff.
Yes. This ain't like Gasser racing. This thing's closer to a pro stock car than a Gasser car.
Yeah.
But we traded for this thing. Big polished blower hanging out the hood. This car's absolutely gorgeous. Probably the world's most expensive 84 Cutlass in the world. And only in Kentucky would you have that. I actually remember it in the middle of the blower pulley. It had a Confederate flag sticker in the middle of it.
Well, that just made it cool.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, these boys were just good old boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we traded for this thing. We actually got that and a Jeep with this monstrous lift and a Tuneport small block Chevrolet powering it in a trade deal of oddball items, odd rods from way back. So we got this blown nose bill. Me and Travis Hawkins take it out. He ags me on. There was a boy there with a 25th anniversary Trans Am with paper plates on it.
On way down to Boulevard.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. My right hand up in Greer, South Carolina. When I let off the brake, I brought the wheels up 2 inches off the ground off that thing. On the street, son, and put a pass down.
The Trans Am pull him also?
No. He was crying when he was making the payments on that thing is what he was doing. I brought it back. Daddy said, son, you can get no trouble. I said, no, Daddy, nothing like that. You want to drive it again? Nah, I'm good. had to check my britches on that one. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about old school drag racing right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to everyone that likes racing a mile above sea level. Shout out to Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
I don't get that. That just strikes me as a weird place to have like one of the finest drag strips in the world. It's in Denver.
I don't know. That Coors beer.
Yeah. Oh, Smokey.
In the Rockies. No, that ain't the Smokies, Tim. Wrong end of the map.
Smokey Top.
Yeah.
Denver, you don't get it.
Smokey Top.
Smokey Top. Have you been...
Denver.
Sounds like you've been partaking in the Coors Light.
Oh, no, never.
You getting your lefts and rights mixed up?
No, I'm...
Driving Ramblers, and Lord forbid.
You'd have to be drunk to buy a Rambler.
I'm going
to
tell you something. You got to be on something, that's for sure.
Jesus. No, you gotta have a lot of faith.
You need Jesus if you're driving a Rambler. I'm going to tell you something. You got to be driving with a higher power.
Again, I ask, what do you got to take it?
Take your pick.
Okay.
How bad do you just want to get outrun? Well, I got a forklift that runs on propane. It's pretty mean.
Yes.
If I can get traction, it's over with.
I got a mountain bike.
That's funny.
I take your own foot, and I got a club.
You been riding?
I got a club foot.
You been riding that mountain bike?
No, but my big fat butt still could outrun that rapper on that mountain bike.
Tim, I promise you one thing. After Rob rides in the Boogeyman,
yep,
he won't be saying that same thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord, Lord. Let's see. But this is what I love. This is drag racing trash talk. And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on?
We just keep, Kobe, you're like a redhead stepchild tonight. You just get pushed to the back.
I'm just kicked back. Relaxing.
But I love it, though. This is what drag race is about. It's trash talk. And I've got some very special guests in the studio. We got a special calling guest coming up. We've got Patrick. Signal me 30 seconds in. Okay? Thank you. Just take a note while you're playing Pokemon over there. We've got some special guests in the studio. We've got the Three Pedal Gasser Shootout Series in. And these guys got a race coming up next weekend at the Ware Shoals Dragway. I love the Gasser racing. And just like the Boogeyman was telling us, Gasser racing is what brought him into drag racing, not traditional drag racing. It's boring. This is exciting. And just like David said, it's exciting because you don't know what that car's going to do. It might go on its top, might go on its side, might go straight. Unlikely, but it might. And then you got a Rambler out there racing. You don't know telling what he might do. Well, brake, we know that. But other than that, that's what I love about this racing. So what kind of classes are we running at the Starlight 25 homecoming race this Saturday at Ware Shoals?
Well,
because I see you breaking them down. And now, like, so you got A gas and B gas and all that stuff normally. Now, your classes are running off weight and cubic inches, correct?
We have 3 heads-up weight to cubic inch classes, and they're all 4-speed classes. It's A gas, B gas, and C gas. The A gas is a 6-pound per cubic inch minimum class up to $7.99. B gas is 8 pounds per cubic inch to $9.99. And sea gas is 10 pounds and greater. We also have a class called the Outlaw Gas class, which has to look like a gasser, but they're allowed a little more
leeway.
They can run automatic. They can have a little bigger tire.
Blowers.
They can run blowers if they want to, but it has to look like a gasser.
It does have to be a straight axle car.
No.
It don't have to be a straight axle.
Right. No.
In three pedals. You do not have to have a straight axle to be a gasser. Now, you have to have the stance, because in the 60s, Most gassers didn't have straight axles. Exactly. Only the radical.
That was a big thing. Everybody thinks that's...
Only the radically built Lighten cars had straight axles, which is nothing wrong. I love the straight axle look of my car. But they, you know, it was more stock suspension jacked way up than they was straight axles. So, no, you're not required. But we do got this new twist that is called Top Gas, which is the event winner. The winners out of A, B, C, and Outlaw will run each other at the end of the day.
Heads up.
Heads up. What we're going to do is stagger the tree. The start will be staggered. First man to the finish line. No breakout. Heads up. Like they did in the 60s. They did that. So
now we're even in the play field, and we're putting the driver against the driver.
That's right. At the end of the day, it's driving, not money. I mean, don't get me wrong. In heads up racing, it takes driver to drive these cars, but there's a money factor plays into equipment. Okay, but at the end of the day, that's not what it's going to be about. That man with the little money in the C gas car can just put it on you. And at A gas car, you got a better power plant. Think about that.
If he's the best driver that day, he takes on the money.
He's going to take on the money. You know, you got a $1,000 pot to win in A, B, C, and Outlaw. Once you get, that's guaranteed money you win. Then you got a chance to go for $1,500 more. The overall event winner, the top gas winner, gets $1,500 more. Somebody's going to walk out there with $2,500 in cash that day.
And I want to tell you something, that's a pretty good payday at drag strip.
Plus contingency programs. So, you know.
That's a win-win, too.
It's a new format. This is going to be the first time this has kind of been tried in the nostalgia world down here in the South. We hope it works, and it'll be passed on. But it's really, it's awesome, man. It puts everybody even. This is fair for all classes. Not just, I'm an A-gas guy. I've always run A-gas. And it's always about the A-gas, about the A-gas, about the A-gas. This ain't what this is about. This is about who, at the end of the day, is the best driver. And it can be a C-gas guy. It could be an Outlaw guy. It could be a B-gas guy. Or it could be one of my fellow A-gas guys. Or me. That's what this is about. Drag racing.
Could it be Tim?
Believe it or not, it could possibly be the Rambler.
Do you know how many Ramblers I can buy with $2,500?
All of them.
Oh, I think he does. He has two. I'm going to tell you something that you may not believe. A model car Rambler, a model car made in the 60s, costs more than a real Rambler.
I believe that.
A classic Rambler.
I can wrap my mind around that, actually. I can see that. Good. I can see it being more useful, you know? Collects dust. Doesn't rust.
Is the model nice? I mean, what does it look like?
Well, you get to, you can make anything you want to.
It's a plastic model.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it made me mad. Because I wanted a model, but I couldn't afford it.
You could have sold one of your Ramblers.
So I just bought a Rambler.
It's kind of like a Superbird. Nobody wanted to buy them back when they was making them, so they didn't make many of them. Didn't nobody want a Rambler model much either.
No. You know, I'll tell you something about a Superbird. Actually, I've never drove a gasser. I've never rode a downtrack gasser, but I've drove a Superbird. Have you ever drove a Daytona, a big wing car, or a Superbird car? That's the weirdest car you'll ever drive in your life. You feel like you're driving a boat down the road. That's what it feels like. But you know what, guys? We got a special calling guest coming up. We're going to shift gears, speaking of these four-speed gassers. We're going to shift gears. You know, SEMA's right around the corner, and of course, we always bring you guys there with Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking to my good buddy, Johnny G, in Phoenix, Arizona. He's got an awesome SEMA build that he's finishing up literally as we speak, and we got him on next. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, this is Rob Pitts, and welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Now, I told you I had a cool call-in guest. This guy right here, you think I love C-10s? This dude knows C-10s front and back. In fact, he's building one for the SEMA show in Las Vegas. My buddy, all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, Johnny G from Johnny's Garage. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
That's what I'm going. I'm telling you what, that sounded good right there. That's kind of like cheesy award for bringing in a call-in guest. Like, I probably got the gold on that one, I think. That was a good one.
Oh, for sure.
That's right. Sure. But, so, we're building a C-10. And I mean, I want to tell you something. I love C-10s, and C-10s are red hot right now. Everybody, I think this year at SEMA, C-10s are going to be the new lifted truck. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everybody and their brother, you know, between OBSs and square bodies and first gen, second gen, and whatever, you know, and all the new names that pop up for them. Hell, I own four of them, and I don't even know all the names they are. I have people walk up and ask me something. I'm like, I didn't even know I owned one of those, but I do. So they made a new C-10 I didn't know about. No, I already got one. It's just a new name for it. So tell us, we're building a 66 C-10 for United Pacific. And the United Pacific, that's a big company. These guys make a lot of cool things, so we know we've got a really cool build to go in their booth. So tell us about this 66 C-10 we're building.
So, yeah, so it's 66. It started as a long bed, small window, farm truck, patina. And here at Metalox Fab, he's known for cutting down long beds and making them short. So
the best thing you can do with a long bed.
Don't say it too loud. You know, there's some long bed lovers out there, but
you know what? But, those people right there, you don't need in your life. You know what I'm saying? This is the thing. I mean, only people that get mad about long beds is people from Sweden and pawpaws. And I can't, you know what, I make it my number one goal in life to beat the pawpaw off of every C-10 truck I get my hands on. So I feel your pain. Cut it up.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
We got a small back glass truck, which the majority of these first-gen C-10s were small back glass, but everybody loves that big back winder. That's how we say it in the South. Did we make this thing a big back glass truck?
So he cut it all out, made it a big back window. So, you know, just those two things alone, you know, now it's short, big back window, like, you know, it looks 10 times better.
Oh, a million. Well, these trucks, though, I love that body style, especially the fleet side. The short bed looks long on those trucks, just the way the body lines are, especially the lower you get it, the longer it gets. But you know, a short bed, it's hard to beat. I've got a 65 big back glass C-10, born that way. But and you know, I bought it. It was a grandpa fresh restoration, and you know what? The fuzzy dice and the bullet hole wheels, and bring that thing down about a foot and a half. And next thing you know, you got something, you know. But with you. So you took a truck that wasn't so desirable to begin with, and made something out of it. I love that.
Yep, and then you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys see quite a bit of rust, but this truck was. You know, every bolt that came out just came out, you know, no rust on it.
That's the one thing you Arizona guys got on us.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know, you got the whole no rust thing. We got you. So we got a good rust-free truck.
Yeah, good rust-free truck. And the, you know, we're commissioning the build for a guy named Morgan. He's actually out of Wyoming. So
you think he'd want one of them long bed trucks out there.
So he does like fleet repair service for like mining equipment. So like big cat diesel stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're building for him, and he's like, hey, this new Cummins came out, you know, that little Cummins 2.8. It's a crate, comes out of the box ready to run. So that's what he wanted to put in there.
You telling me we're not putting an LS in this?
Well, you know, I've done so many LS motors. I've been telling my buddy, if this was an LS, it'd be running and driving already.
But you know what? This is the thing that I'm worried about. I'm scared the next generation of hot rodders is going to think that every C-10 came with an LS in it. I'm just, I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I like that, though, and I like the diesel thing. What kind of transmission are we running behind this little Cummins?
So it's got a 6L90, which is like the big GM 6-speed tranny automatic.
Well, but that's the thing now. So now we can gear this thing down. What kind of horsepower is that little diesel making?
You know what? It's not very much. I don't know I don't have the spec in front of me. It's only like 2-something, but it pushes like 305, 310 torque.
Well, that's the big thing with a diesel engine. It's not so much horsepower, it's the torque, and that's what moves the truck still.
Exactly. And it's, you know, they don't weigh nothing. You know what I mean? So it should scoot pretty good. You know, I'm anxious to get behind the wheel and drive it.
So this thing's not running yet. Now, keep in mind, we're less than 30 days from being in Sin City.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just...
no pressure.
I actually... no pressure. I've been in this spot before. You got weeks, maybe months left of work, but, you know, we'll squeeze it in the last couple of weeks.
Man.
But, I just got the dash all wired up. You know, I've been doing all the wiring on it. So it's coming together. I'm not worried. I'm sitting.
So we're
good,
keeping. Yeah. I'm trying to paint a picture for my listeners. We don't want to let too much out, but this truck's going to have a patina look to it, obviously.
Correct.
Air ride suspension. What are we doing there?
So there's a company out here. You probably heard of them. It's called Porterbilt Suspension.
You know what? It just so happens I may have heard of that.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty well known.
Yeah, yeah, they've been around a long time. You know, they're probably one of the leaders in getting these trucks low to the ground. So we got their suspension on it, front and rear. So yeah, it's airbag laid out. You know, and we got a AccuAir E level. You know, we got
that's
all
a nice setup.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. So it's all push button up and down, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you have any if you've messed with one of those, but it's air ride for your wife, you know.
But that's the thing, you know. You can overcomplicate anything, and it's to have your ride height, and then you can just drop it like a bad habit, you know, and walk away.
Yep.
Make sure your wheels are straight, then drop it like a bad habit.
Exactly.
Don't ask me how I know that. Number one rule.
I've done that a couple times.
Number one rule, wheels straight, then drop it like a bad habit. Had a 57 exactly. Chevrolet Bel Air on air ride convertible that was absolutely gorgeous. And I had it on like 18 and 20 staggered billet specialties. And I was sitting at a show, and I knew what I did as soon as I touched the button. I mean, it was just like, and I just seen those fenders kind of bullfrog out, and I just like head down, face palm.
Oh, man.
And there's just nothing you can do at that point. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah. Yeah. And you'll only do it once.
No, it was only once. I promise you.
Yeah. Yep.
But so we got this truck.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the United Pacific booth.
Yeah.
Running. Yep. We're going to drive it out on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't. I mean, you know, there's always something catastrophic, but
it's a hot rod. It's supposed to be catastrophic. Yeah. If but it I mean, goes smooth, drive, we, everybody be building them.
We drive them in, we drive them out. You know, no Bluetooth drive lines or, you know.
what are you talking about now? This ain't one of those made-for-TV cars that get pushed in and pushed out?
Nah, we'll drive it in with the AC on and some
look at
going,
this
you know?
Is this is what I like. The truck is not even running yet, but we're getting cocky. We're calling air. Not even running. We're running with the AC on. I want to get there Sunday or Monday, and before the show, we're going to crank that thing up. I want to put my hand in front of a vent to check
all
this.
All right, let's do it.
Johnny, I'm going to tell you something. If the air blows cold, I'm buying the first round in Vegas. If the air is not blowing cold, it's on you.
You got it. That's a deal.
I'm telling you. And I mean, you know, in Vegas, we're going to know pretty quick if it's right or not. You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
I tell you, man, I'm really looking forward to this build. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. And I'm also looking forward to seeing this truck, man.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Ronnie from C10 Talk, man. And he's like, hey, you can't be on another podcast.
Hey, you know, tell Ronnie to get his numbers up, then come back to me. How about that? I like Ronnie. Ronnie's a good guy. Good guy, good people.
Yeah.
I live to give him a hard time. But good guy, good people. C10 Talk, guys. After you listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, it's a great thing to go listen to. But
yeah, hopefully you guys can link up soon too, man.
Oh yeah. You know, me and him been aggravating each other back and forth about that. So maybe I'm just playing hard to get right now. But
okay.
I don't want to steal the show from you. Let's So, Johnny, man, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
For coming on and telling us all about this truck. And I'm excited about it. And like I said, air blows cold. That first round's on me.
You got it. That's a deal, man.
Brother, I'll see you in about 30 days in Sin City.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. You know.
All right.
See you out there.
So thanks, man. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour head your way right here on 106.3 WORD. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, and as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Well, and thanks to our in-studio guests tonight. How about a shout-out to where we hope to see everybody next week, Ware Shoals, South Carolina.
Ware Shoals, South Carolina. I know what you're saying right now. If you're not a upstate local, where the hell is a lot of people in the upstate? Where's Ware Shoals
at? I live in the upstate, man. I'm going to be following somebody.
Ware Shoals is that happy medium between Greenville and Greenwood, South Carolina. On Highway 25. Hence why they called it the Starlight 25 Drag Strip back in the day. So, you know, we got special guests. We had our call-in guests earlier. It was great talking to Johnny G, but we're back on the gasser kick again. We've got some special guests in the studio. We've got the boogeyman himself with his Nova that puts it on the bars every time it goes down a track. We got David Gregg here in the studio. And they're with the three-pedal gasser shootout series. And then they brought Tim Greer. I don't really know what he does, but he's there. He's that guy.
I'm there.
He's just kind of like, he's like Static Kling.
He's our legal counsel.
He's our legal
counsel. Yeah.
You boys are in trouble. If that's your attorney, you brought a knife to a gunfight.
He's that dude that keeps walking onto the track when people are trying to race.
He is allowed in Quincy, though.
He is. Oh, well, that's better than ours. You know what I'm saying. No more yeast rolls for you, Kobe.
Dang.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / no more yeast rolls, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Not like those things.
I do like yeast rolls.
They were pretty good.
It's a big fat Kobe yeast roll.
Yep. That's right.
That was Matt. You remember those commercials? The big fat yeast roll. I was kind of a fat kid back in the day, so I like those.
Yeah, I was too. Back in the day.
When did you shake? Don't suck it in now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They can't see you.
That's the beauty of radio.
I just love it.
You sound skinny. That's all that matters.
That's right.
So, you know, we're talking about this event. What? Tell us all about it, like times, and how much money do I need to bring to come see the Starlight 25 Drag Strip Homecoming at the Ware Shoals Dragway on October 12th?
Well, the vendors and the racers and all will start coming in on Friday. They'll have some test and tune time on Friday night, which a lot of people like to watch. That's when all the final adjustments are made. And then on Saturday, the gates open at 8 o'clock, and the qualifying begins at noon. When the racing is over, then we move into the other activities put on by the Hard Knocks Chopper's Ball.
So we got a car show. We got swap meet,
car show.
We got something for everybody. Music. Except Ramblers. We have nothing for them.
All that entertainment for $15.
$15. You can't buy two movie tickets.
Is it free parking or admission parking?
It's free parking for spectators.
Free parking, all right.
And this is what I love about this. So this is good. You know what? This is what I hear all the time. I want somewhere good to take my kids. I want somewhere good to take my kids. Let's give them a history lesson. Let's let them get some fresh air and some carbon monoxide mixed in with it at the drag strip. Tell about a great place to take your kids. This is entertainment. This is reality at its best. Drag racing. I mean, that's the thing. And that's the thing what I love about it. This is family. I grew up at a drag strip. Look how good I turned out.
This ain't a video game either. This is real.
This is real life. Exactly. This ain't get your nose out of your phone. Put your iPads down.
That's right.
You don't need no interwebs or anything for this.
Well,
you
some good old race fuel.
And it's good for you. That's it opens them sinuses right on up. You don't even need a Claritin that morning. You can just let the VP do it for you.
And drag racers look out for each other, so you don't have to worry about your kid being in danger because everybody looks out for everybody else.
Well, but this is the thing. It's a family at the end of the day. Right. It's a family. Well, we don't look out for Tim, but you know what I'm saying. Nobody kind of liked him anyway. But
I got family.
You got Bean.
Bean's in the truck.
Bean's in the truck.
Everybody's got that cousin.
Yeah. Tim's that cousin for everybody. That's the thing, you know. But this is the cool thing about it. It's family fun. For $15, you can come in and you've got a day of entertainment. We're not talking about you just sitting in the stands and you watching some drag racing. What you watch is some very exciting drag racing. But you also got the car show. You got swap meet. You got so much going on top of that. So Chopper's Ball is going on, too, by the guys at Hard Knocks. And they put on a hellacious event, too. I mean, this is going to be a thing. We got a swap meet.
It's a Harley motorcycle race, too.
A Harley motorcycle race. Them things licking oil all over the track and all that stuff, too.
It'll be all right. They're in the middle of the track. Yeah. In the middle.
We'll let Tim's car go down afterwards in the rust. We'll help absorb the oil.
Exactly.
It's kind of like oil dry.
He'll pound
exactly.
The track.
Exactly. You're doing a service.
That's exactly right.
Tim just makes a pass down each lane. You know, they're like, what's he doing? Is he trying the lanes out? No, he's drying them out. He's not trying them. He's trying them. There's a difference. You all right?
I'm always there to help.
Take one for the team, Tim.
That's right.
That's right.
Now, let's not go there.
And on top of this, you've got some of the fastest naturally aspirated four-speed gassers in the country.
Now, that's a very, very broad
statement. You're
talking
about Jimmy Finley, the Snakebite Mustang, the fastest stock valve angle Ford. He runs 550s like it's nothing.
Yeah, this ain't okay now, and I'm going to tell you something about gasser racing, and I'm not talking about you guys. I ain't talking about any organization in general. I just know these cars generally don't run as fast as some of your later model race cars. But these cars right here, they're making some pretty mean times.
And one good thing about this series, it shows the times and the mile an hour. So ain't no guessing no more. You'll see what this car runs when it goes down the track. If I screw the pooch and run a 570, you're going to see it. Now, if I bust a 549, you're going to see that too. So you're going to know. And the other thing about showing the times, if I get treed, and I still out ET them, I just got out drove. And you just seen that I just got out drove. You understand?
Exactly.
That guy treed me so bad that I outrun him, and he still won because he out drove me.
And that's something there. These are driver's cars.
That's right.
These are drivers. These aren't push button, pro stock cars. These ain't my daddy's got money cars.
No, and they're temperamental.
Very.
And each track, they're temperamental. So I've never run wear shells. This is a virgin track to me. I've never run it. This is going to be interesting to me. I've run Greer. I've run Indiana. I've run all over. I've never run this one. And this is track here. You know, we're going to face to put a lot of power to this track.
It's a lot of, and I want to tell you something. You know, wear shells is not you know an NHRA sanctioned track. This is exciting racing. This isn't safe stuff here, kids. I mean, you know, these cars are as safe as they possibly can be. But you see where I'm getting at. This is
very unpredictable.
This isn't exhibition like laser light show stuff. This is real life drag racing here.
This is hold on.
Exactly. And this guy wants me to ride with him. That's the craziest part.
Well, you going to?
I'm going. There ain't no play in my game. I'm going to tell you that right now. But this is the thing. I think we need to drive this home. It's the last segment. You know, people are always looking for fun things to do. And you know, we got a lot of listeners local here. And even guys on the podcast that's listening, you know, you got to think about it. Even if you're in the surrounding areas of Western North Carolina, you know, Northern Georgia, things like that, this is an event you don't want to miss.
Exactly.
I mean, the thing is, there's a lot of gas races. There's a lot of, well, let me rephrase it. They race at it. You know what I mean? It's a race. But this is an event. It's got a little stuff from everybody. We got swap meets. We got the nostalgia. We got the cool cars. We got the racing. We got a band. We got all this right at the Wear Shoals Dragway. I love it. I love it. You guys got a hellacious event.
David, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on the internet.
Exactly.
Look at the posters and pictures and stuff. Facebook pages, whatever you got set up.
We have a Facebook page called Three Pedal Gasser Shootout Series. I also have a page that is called Match Race Heaven, where we track and encourage some trash talk and match races at different events.
And that's all on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's all on Facebook.
It's all on the book. Like I said, guys, be sure to check them out. The Three Pedal Gasser Shootout Series. Look them up on Facebook. You'll see them October 12th at the Wear Shoals Dragway. Guys, I tell you what, we've had a fun show. We've had a great time. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank my calling guest, Johnny G. Guys, you've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.